to the SNS Podcast. It's your boy, Mike Smith. Also, he's also one of the coolest guys in sports. Now, I'm impressed with Elton Brand. Elton Brand may be one of the best, if not the best GM in the NBA. Now, I know that's kind of crazy because we know Sam Presti, we got Danny Ainge, we got all these other good GMs in the game. But Elton Brand, what Elton Brand is doing since he became the Philadelphia Sixers is very impressive. He's been very aggressive. He's not sitting back, waiting, trust the process. No, he's trying to win. So we saw that when he traded for Tobias Harris. We saw that when he traded for Jimmy Butler. And the Sixers was essentially a shot away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they probably would have beat the Milwaukee Bucks, and they could have been in the finals and possibly the NBA champions themselves. So Elton Brand's done a really great job with the Philadelphia Sixers. Now, we know Jimmy Butler wanted to go play with the Miami Heat. So what happened? Jimmy Butler needed the Philadelphia Sixers because in order to get to Miami, he knew that he had to work with the Philadelphia Sixers so he can get that max contract and sign a trade because Miami Heat didn't have any cap space. So what did Elton Brand do? Elton Brand got Josh Richardson, which probably is the Miami Heat's best young player, and who's also essentially a younger version of Jimmy Butler, a guy that's a defensive nose player, tough, can shoot, can create opportunities for himself off the dribble. He's 25 years old. He's on a decent contract, and he's younger than Jimmy Butler, so they don't have to pay Jimmy Butler what Jimmy Butler wanted, and they get Josh Richardson. Not only that, they go out and they sign the only player that can stop Joel Embiid and Al Horford. Al Horford for a 4-year, $109 million deal. And essentially, that contract is a 4-year, $97 million deal. $12 million of that deal is worth of bonuses, so meaning that if the Philadelphia Sixers win a championship or something like that, Al Horford gets $12 million, something like that. So that's very impressive. Elton Brand is going out. He's being aggressive. He's making the right moves. Now, I don't know if this move is going to pay off with Al Horford and Joel Embiid because they're both centers. Now, I don't know who's going to play the 4, who's going to play the 5, because like I said, they're both centers. I know they both can shoot the ball a little bit, and Al Horford has shown the ability to spread the floor on the offensive side of the ball. But still, it's still a kind of awkward fit. So maybe Al Horford comes off the bench, but I doubt he comes off the bench. So I'm really eager to see how is that going to work, that lineup with Al Horford and Joel Embiid. But like I said, Joel Embiid can shoot the ball as well. So, and Joel Embiid is actually more comfortable with his facing the basket and having his back to the basket. So it has some potential. So, but the contract, a 4-year, $97 million, essentially, but it's total 4-year, $109 million. It's going to look good for the first 2 years because Al Horford's only 33 years old. He turns 35 in 2 years, and in another 2 years, he's going to turn 37. So the back half of that contract is not going to look really that great because Al Horford is going to decline. He even declined a little bit in Boston, even though, you know, he's doing a lot of things, you know, where he doesn't need the ball. He can pass. He can rebound. He wasn't a focal point of the offense for the Boston Celtics, but in the playoffs, it seems like he was one of their best players, if not the best player on the court at most times in the playoffs this past season. So the second back half of that contract is going to look kind of bad. But if the Philadelphia Sixers go out and they win a championship in 2 years, they're pretty good. That's a good contract. It's worth the money that they're giving Al Horford. If they don't, in 4 years, you get rid of Al Horford and you still have a young Ben Simmons and you still have a young Joel Embiid and you still have Josh Richardson, who will just be turning Jimmy Butler's age. So I was very impressed with the trade and what Elton Brand has been doing with the Philadelphia Sixers. Now, a team so far that I'm not impressed with is the Milwaukee Bucks. And I felt that the Milwaukee Bucks was going to struggle in this offseason because I felt like they missed their window. They had a chance, which was last year, to go out and win a championship because they had guys on the contract and they weren't making a lot of money. Malcolm Brogdon wasn't making money. Chris Middleton was only making $13 million. Brook Lopez wasn't making a lot of money. So you had your best opportunity to go out and win a championship because you knew this offseason guys were going to get paid. Malcolm Brogdon got paid with the Indiana Pacers. Meritage is going to play in Barcelona. So it's just kind of like you had to pay Chris Middleton a 5-year, $190 million deal. And like I said, 5 years, $190 million deal for Chris Middleton is something crazy. He's making more money than Kevin Durant. He's making more money than Kyrie Irving. So it's just kind of like you're paying a lot of money for guys that you know, he made the All-Star team this year, but he's essentially not an All-Star. He's just a good, very, very good starter. But he's the most skillful player that the Milwaukee Bucks have. And you know how I feel about Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis Antetokounmpo needs to work on his game. He needs to develop more skill. But the pairing of Giannis next to Chris Middleton, it worked. And Giannis wanted Chris Middleton. He wanted most of those guys back. So he's only going to get Brook Lopez, and he's only going to get Chris Middleton back. And what essentially the Milwaukee Bucks messed up when they signed Eric Bledsoe to a 4-year, $70 million deal. Eric Bledsoe is a starter for the Milwaukee Bucks, but he's really a sixth man. It should be a sixth man. They should have waited to the offseason and signed Malcolm Brogdon over Eric Bledsoe. I know Eric Bledsoe is good on the defensive side of the ball, but in the playoffs, he doesn't play like he plays in a regular season in the playoffs, and it's shown the past 2 years. 1 year it was Terry Rozier that gave him the business. This year it was Fred for the Toronto Raptors. So and Kyle Lowry. So it's kind of like they kind of messed up right then and there. And like I said, I feel like they missed their opportunity. And then they signed Brook Lopez 4-year, $52 million deal. That was an okay deal, I guess, but I just feel like in order for the Milwaukee Bucks to get back to where they were last year or further, they're going to need to probably go out and make a trade, because I just feel like the roster that they have so far is not better than the roster that they had this season, where they went and won over 60 games and they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So I'm very eager to see how the rest of the free agency plays out, but I just want to get a quick video and talk about how impressive I feel Elton Brand has been since he's become a GM in the NBA, and also talking about the Milwaukee Bucks and how I feel like they missed their opportunity to win a championship, and how so far in this early offseason, the Milwaukee Bucks aren't looking like the team that they were last year, and the season hasn't even started yet.